Hello, everyone. This is the Vicki Ford Show, and my name is Vicki. It is so good to be with each and every one of you this evening. I will be taking live calls for discussion, or if you need a reading, just talk, whatever. And I just want to share with you that I've got, now I'm going to be off next week. Psychic Robin will be on, and then I take her, and then on the 28th, I have a special announcement because I have a very special guest. Her name is Brent Atwater, and I believe she's been on my show before, and it was, I believe, when we call it the another name, the Ask Spirit Now show, but she is a medical intuitive, and we're going to have a very live, energetic evening on the 28th of March, which will be the next show that I'll be on here on BBS, because she is going to go inside the body. She is going to diagnose and, you know, tell you from an intuitive what's happening in your body, and then I'm going to come in after that with her as well, and I'm going to give you the emotional energy that is attached to that and what you can do from a spiritual viewpoint to start healing that. So we're not going to just say, hey, you got sinus problems. Let's look and see what's going on with those sinus problems. So it's going to be quite a combination between Brent and I. We're all excited about this. So please do be sure and tune in on March 28th for the Vicki Ford Show so we can, you know, tune into you and have some fun here. So tonight, there are lots of things I want to talk about tonight, and you know, I have to share with you that this past weekend, my daughter and I went up to Asheville, North Carolina, which is just a little bit north of me, and we went to a place up there where a friend of mine has the ability to bring in those who have crossed over, and he has the ability to bring in Arthur Ford. Arthur Ford was a very famous medium. He passed away, I believe, in the 70s. He created the wonderful Arthur Ford Academy up at McKaysville, Georgia, where Delphi University is, and I graduated from that university as well as from his academy, and it was so incredible because he talks so much about what happens on the other side. We got to ask questions and talk to him, and you know, it was just an incredible evening. It took about 2 hours, I guess, which is a long time for someone to hold a channel, hold a trance, you know, where someone takes over the body, pretty much like ghosts, like Whoopi Goldberg did. But I want to tell you, he was talking about when someone passes over and they say to themselves, their thought and their feeling that is attached to that thought, which gives it form in the physical universe, is, I want to be on the right hand of God. Well, they'll sit there. They will just sit there after they cross over and be on the right hand side of God. And one day God may look at them and say, well, you know, what are you going to do? Just sitting here. The truth is, we have thoughts and we make our decisions based on those thoughts. So if we decide that we want to go over and cross over on the other side and we believe that we're going to be judged, we probably will be judged, but not because there'll be somebody there to make sure that our thoughts are satisfied. It won't be that it will last long, though. But I just want you to be aware of how powerful your thoughts are. And I want to share something with you, because as a doctor of Rohan, which I am, it is what we do is a modern day alchemical process where we go in and address the faulty thoughts. Those are the negative thoughts that are attached to our negative feelings. It can make a huge difference in your life. And I want to talk to Bruce from Illinois. How are you, Bruce? Are you there, Bruce? I don't know that Bruce is there right now, but we'll take him in a minute as soon as he can get back.
I am here. Hello.
Oh, you are there. How are you this evening, Bruce?
I'm fine, thanks. And yourself?
I'm doing quite well. Are you from England?
No, I'm actually originally from South Africa.
Oh, South Africa. I love your accent. So welcome to the Vicki Ford Show. Did you have a question or did you have a comment?
I did have a question. I was basically going to see if there was any guidance or anything coming from Spirit that Spirit could possibly offer me at this time for the up and coming days or months ahead.
Okay. Tell me, Bruce, your birthday, your month and day.
It's 05-2677.
May 6th?
May 26th.
Oh, May 26th. Okay, I wasn't sure if I heard that right. All right. Now, I just want to share, coming up, Well, right now, you're almost ready for a birthday, as you well know. And just to share with you a little bit about where you are right now, you're in a very time period, which you're going to be changing out of on your birthday. So it's going to help you a little bit. I would imagine right now you feel like you've been a little bit into a too much of the thinking and burning out of what doesn't belong in your life. And this is what where you have been for the last year, your mental patterns and belief. It's almost like you have been putting things behind you saying, that's it, I need to move on. Now, that's what it feels like that your life has been, but that is about to end, okay? Because by leaping into this alchemical furnace, you're melting down. You're getting rid of those old structures. Are you aware that you've been doing this, Bruce? Getting rid of old stuff in your life?
I feel that it has, you know, the last couple of months definitely have been a time of kind of letting go of the old and kind of focusing on the new and, you know, the spiritual development along
yes.
with physical.
Yes, because that's what I see is happening with you right now. But let me share with you, which is a good thing. Listen, we can't bring in, people talk about passing, dying. You can't have a new life if you don't transcend. And all you're doing is passing through old viewpoints and old thoughts. You're not in a relationship, are you, right now? Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
You are, okay. Is that relationship is it real solid and doing well right now?
We are currently married.
Oh, okay, good. Well, then it's a good relationship. Okay, that's okay. Yeah. I mean, it's okay to say that. It's okay to say it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, when they say they're married, doesn't mean that they're in a good relationship. But the reason why I'm asking you this is that I feel like in your relationship, that's why I wanted to know if you had one. This coming year, starting May 26th, you are going into a brand new part of your life. And I feel that the reason why I wanted to know about the relationship is I feel that your relationship is going to even be stronger than it is right now, okay? I feel that you are going into you're almost shining, Bruce. You're about to go into a time period where you're going to be shining. You're going to be recognizing, and I feel that she is even going to acknowledge you, that you are, my gosh, what happened to Bruce? I mean, he's like a big light bulb went off in you. And I feel that's going to start happening very shortly. It usually happens right before the birthday, but especially right afterwards. But I feel that you are changing. I'm going to pull some other cards for you because I feel like there's some issues with your work. Everything's going to start coming forward for you. You're going to start doing a lot better in the next couple of months. Now, what is your specific question? What is the specific question so that I can get a little bit more clarity on that? But I do know that just from your birthday, that you're going to find that your things are going to do a lot better in the next couple of months. And for the whole year, too, you're going to be shining. And that's a good thing. Oh, I'll tell you something else that's going on with you. Starting right now, you're more into a have you been doing a lot this year? It feels like your mind, your body, your spirit have been constantly moving, you know, running toward possible this, running toward possible that. At the same time, you've been in this state of, you know, trying to purify and change over. So I can see where it's been kind of difficult compared to what it's going to be like. But it feels like you are finding out this year now that your security comes within you. It doesn't even come from your relationship. It comes from within you. That's a big gift for you, okay? That's probably the biggest gift you can get. Are you aware of that? That's where it comes from?
I'm very aware. So, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
One has to work on themselves, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But now coming up in May, this year is going to be a year of balance for you. It's going to be a time where you're going to have to, along with the fact that you're going into this star year for you, where you're beginning to shine, like you haven't been shining, for I'd say a couple of years. I mean, you've been through Oh, I know. 3 or 4 years ago, you were shining for sure. But you've been through some years. You've had some good years, and you've had some so not so. But right now, you're going into a very creative, wonderful year where you're going to find that you're going to be very, very, very balancing. Everything's going to be about balance. You know, balance, balance, balance. So, now ask me your question specifically about: is it about work? Is it about your relationship? Okay. I feel it's more about work. Yes. But go ahead, tell me.
How about in terms of my health, is there anything specific that I should be focusing on?
Oh boy, you need to call in on the 28th for sure. Okay, you write that down. Yes, the Medical Intuitive Week. That's the week you really need to call about the health situation, because I don't get into that as much.
Okay, well, I can give you another question then.
I do that, but I feel a little bit better. Brent is absolutely powerful on that. But what I feel about the health is that it just something's high. I don't know why I feel something's high. What would there be high in your body? Do you have high blood pressure? Is there some sort of high blood pressure that you have under control?
Don't know.
Okay. Well, there's something high. Just be aware of it. I don't know. I'd rather you talk to Brent about it. It would make me feel more comfortable. But as far as your health goes, just make sure you drink a lot of water. This is general advice. Eat well, drink a lot of water, lots and lots and lots of water. The other issue that I would always recommend is take something that's alkaline. Make sure that you're drinking and eating alkaline food. Disease and upset and et cetera cannot exist in an alkaline body. So go to the local health food store, get those little alkaline strips, and get some water, and make sure you put lots of lemon and lime in your water, fresh lemon and lime. You will find that your body becomes very alkaline. And that would be the greatest health advice that I could give you. Okay. Now, ask me something else.
I'm very aware of that. So I do similar stuff.
Okay. Okay. So do you have another specific question that you want me to ask?
Okay. What kind of field of work would possible spirit see me in? Would it be more towards the spiritual realm? Alternative realm, need a little bit of guidance on that.
Okay, I see you around water, so I know that you're spiritual. I see that you would do well working around water. Now, you are up in, gosh knows where are you, in Illinois, so there's not a whole lot of water up there. But I feel that, are you stationary up there, Bruce? Is that where you're going to be?
I don't see myself being here. Until the end of the year, I suppose.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because my spirits are saying to me to share with you to be around water. You are going to find, first off, I'm going to tell you, you feel like a light worker. You feel like almost like a medium. Do you ever talk to are you able to receive messages for people? I mean, you feel so psychically intuitive. I mean, that's what I feel about you. I feel like I'm talking to another healer. So
yeah, I'm very involved in healing. I have a sensitivity with clairaudience or clairaudience or clairvoyance. I think that needs to be a little bit more developed.
Yeah, because I mean, I feel like you know you would be somebody that I would call to help me out, and then you would help. We would help each other out. Now I feel like your greatest gift is going to be going to the water. Now, let's look at this area. There are several areas around the water. You obviously have Florida. You obviously have the Bahamas. You obviously have Hawaii. I don't recommend California for you. I don't know why I cannot say that, but it doesn't feel right for you. I don't know. Have you ever thought of north around the beaches in Florida, in that area?
You know what? I was actually in Florida few years ago for about 2 years, so it may be something to consider.
It's a consideration. I'll tell you another area that comes to mind for you. You need to be in a vortex area. You need to be in an area. It doesn't mean that you have to live on the ocean, but what I'm feeling for you is that you need to be around the water, running water, not a lake, but running water. If it's a lake, it has to be a big lake. But I feel like you need to be on a roaring creek, and I feel like you could be doing spiritual work. I feel like that you could actually be getting into some spiritual work. I feel that you could be a part of a healing center, not in a place like Asheville. I don't feel that for you, but it feels more like a center around water. And I don't feel that that is, Florida is a very, not Southern Florida, not Miami, not Fort Lauderdale, more in the St. Pete area, a little in that area where you've got a little bit more spirituality there. But I feel that your gifts have to do with that. Now, I want to ask you, while you're getting your spiritual work together, do you have a way of a physical universe, other work that you do, Bruce, that you can work with? I mean, that other, you know, that you have other talents. I know you do. So
yes, definitely. While I'm developing that, I can definitely, I do have other avenues that I can work.
Yeah, and I feel that those other avenues, regardless of what they are, find the joy in them, because what they're doing is they're paving the way for you to get to where you need to be. And spirit gives us opportunities to make money in other fields while we build up practices. And I feel that that is your best option. But I do feel like you're moving. I just have to tell you, I feel that you and your wife are going to be moving. And I think that you will be guided to exactly where it will be. But be very aware of the earth changes, Bruce. Be aware of these places that you want to move. I'll tell you where the vortexes are: in Georgia. They're in North Carolina. There's some in Arkansas. I'm not sure about anywhere in Illinois. But I want you to go online and get your vortexes out for the earth changes so that you make sure that you're in a very safe area, okay?
Yes, okay.
Georgia is one of the safest areas, and a little north of Georgia is North Carolina, southern North Carolina, is probably one of the most safest places on the planet right now, because it's a big vortex. And the whole North Georgia area, where the area that I live in, where the mountains are, is nothing but a big vortex. And it's going to be protected when the earth changes come. Yes. So do some homework on this. I feel you're going to be moving to a very have you ever thought about training, Bruce?
Could you just repeat that?
Yeah, sure. Have you ever looked at training? Are you looking to train in any of your spiritual work at all?
Did you say training?
Yes.
I mean, I have looked at that, yes.
Okay. I want you to go on the internet and look at Delphi University in McKaysville, Georgia. And I want you to just check that place out, because I feel a connection with you. I feel a connection with you there. And by the way, there's a lot of running water there. So just check the place out and just see what you think. And that's pretty much my message for you tonight. Yeah. You have a very good future ahead of you, Bruce. Spirit is guiding you in a beautiful way. And you're coming out of a much more difficult time than you've been in, but it's a much needed time. This coming year, you're about to shine. So, you know, welcome it in. It's going to be a good year for you, okay?
Yes.
And have a happy, beautiful evening. I enjoyed talking to you. Bruce, call in on the 28th so you can talk to Brent, okay?
Okay. I will do so. Okay. Yes, thank you so much.
Would love to hear from you. Okay. Have a good night.
You too.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I want to share with everyone that there are a lot of times when we get into our thoughts and our feelings that we, you know, and I want to use the Japan issue. I know that a lot of people are talking about it now, but it's a part of our shift. And people say, yes, but, you know, I get so depressed by this, or I get upset by watching the news and there's nothing I can do. Well, you know what? In a way, you're right, and in a way that there's another way of looking at it. When I was sitting down with my daughter today, who's 11, who is a light worker, and I said, look, Anya, look. what we can do is we can send love and light. And, you know, at that point in time, I think that I am not connected anymore. This is interesting. I'm back live again. I tell you, you know what? This is amazing. Let there be spirit. But, so what happens is when we tune into some of these shifting events that are happening in our world, what we can do is there are a couple of things we can all do to be a responsible citizen or human being or spirit light worker. Is you can either, one, send money, two, get trained to go over to these places, which I'm not able to do because, you know, I'm not trained that way. But, or you can just send love and light. But if you start to get negative and get into the thoughts of, oh, the world is coming to an end, blah, 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 that's not going to help anybody. And especially those folks in Japan and all the other earth changes that are happening. It is a time for us light workers, wherever we are, whether we're in the North Georgia Mountains or we're in Chicago, or wherever, or Illinois, is just to be like Bruce. I mean, Bruce is a light worker. You know, he can send love and light to these areas. He can pray, you know, whatever your nomenclature is. But that is to bring light to these areas, because where there is light, there can be no darkness. And that is the greatest gift that we can bring, other than sending our own energies of money to places that have gone into devastation. The fact that there are lives lost, it is part of the changes, y'all. I don't know. Sometimes I have to delve in it with my own heart too, because when someone that you love has passed away in a chaotic devastation, there is no way anyone can explain it. I can't sit here on the Vicki Ford Show tonight and explain it away as the shifts in life, because I'm sitting here in a very detached way talking about it. If this were my child that had been taken out of my arms, I don't know what I would be feeling right now. And so, you know, we have to offer the love and light as best we can to help those people that are going through, whether they be in America or Japan or Hawaii. We just have to send our love and light. And I want to talk, that brings up the subject of, you know, when we were talking about Author Ford channeling in the information about your thoughts. He was so incredibly gifted in sharing about our thoughts and how when we attach our feelings with them, they become real. So let's just say that you see the thunderstorms coming and you say, oh my goodness, there are thunderstorms tonight. And I sit there, Vicki sits there and says, oh, aren't they beautiful? What a gift that we get to have this cleansing of the earth and a clapping away of all the negative energy. And that's the way I see thunderstorms. Now, if I were outside and I was scared to death and I was attaching my feelings of, oh my God, I think I'm going to die from these thunderstorms, that would be a completely different way of feeling about thunderstorms. So you have dogs that do this, dogs that get so upset from thunderstorms. And a lot of it has to do with age. A lot of it has to do with just their own makeup and the way that they're perceiving, you know, what it feels like in their ears and their bodies. But what's so amazing about this is that it's what the whole point of bringing this up is that it's our emotions that are attached to the thought that keeps them physical. Everything in our universe right now, in our physical universe that has form, is because someone somewhere along the way thought it, put some emotion into it, and a bunch of other people became attached to it, and it became an energy. It became actual form. I mean, the crystal which created the computer. I mean, that's what runs the computer. Now, I've always heard that when you want your computer to work, I have a big crystal that I keep right by my computers because I know that it's, you know, energizing it and it's part of it. But I want to share some ideas about thoughts, because as a Rohan therapist, Rohan was channeled in by Dr. Rohan up on the fifth dimension to Patricia Hayes at Delphi University in Georgia. And Pythagoras and some other early healing centers back in Egypt and different areas used this type of alchemical thought emotion patterns to heal people and to help them. And then it went away for a while. And then all the, you know, all of those, Greece and all of those healing centers from the earlier Delphi used all these different modalities. They call them complementary therapies. And what it is that when we get into the alchemical process of the law of attraction and we take our thoughts, our faulty thoughts, and we look at, let's just say that we have a faulty thought of, let me just find something. If anyone knows, really knows me, they won't like me. Oh my goodness. How many of y'all have ever felt, oh my God, if people really knew me, they might not know, you know, if they really knew those shadow parts of me, or if they really knew what I was thinking right now, that I wouldn't have any friends. And the fact is, we all feel that way at one point in a time, but that's a faulty thought. An affirmation, what we have to look at, we can't just say, oh, well, I think I'll get rid of that. We have to start to understand, where did those thoughts come from? You know, if anyone really knew me, somewhere along the way, we were taught, whether it be this life or another life, not to be ourselves. We can't be ourselves. If we're ourselves, then we're not good enough. We have to be like, you know, somebody else. Oh my goodness, all these kids that are wanting to be like, you know, the next famous rock star. I always tell my daughter, be yourself. If you want to be a rock star, be yourself. They already have that person. And it's no different in whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a healer, whether you're a light worker, whether you're a teacher. They already have teachers. Be yourself, because that is why you were created on this earth, is to create and bring your uniqueness. So, you know, one affirmation that you can use is, I feel good with me, and it feels good. I have spent the last two or three years going through Rohan therapy for myself, just so that I can truly feel, you know, that God created me because I have a unique ability to help people in a way that nobody else on this planet Earth can do. It is my unique ability. But so does Bruce, and so does everyone else that is listening in tonight. Every one of us have a unique ability to do whatever we're supposed to do. You know, you take Seth, who is the producer tonight. He has a unique ability to be able to get all this amazing internet radio show going. I mean, my goodness, I wouldn't be able to even begin to even know how to even put a picture on the internet. So, I mean, there's a gift there. So I just want you to all be aware of your gifts and be, you know, be thankful for everything that you have about yourself. Now, you know, here's a very interesting faulty thought that a million people have. If I have power, I will abuse it. And so what happens in our world today is that self-empowerment, that the shift is all about, by the way, is self-empowerment, learning out for us to self-empower and connect with spirit. What happens is, somewhere along the way, in another life, y'all, we abused our power. So now we're balancing it and having to learn, well, gee, I want to be self-empowered and I want to help people. Oh, but I can't be too strong, because if I'm too strong, I might hurt somebody. So at that point, you just say, you know, I'm free. I'm free to use my power in love. Just make sure that when you help people, that you do it out of your heart, not out of your ego. That makes such a huge, huge difference. So I want to take a caller from California. Danielle, how is it, Danielle?
Yeah.
How are you, good. Danielle?
Yeah. I'm doing just fine.
I was just looking at your birthday to, you know, you have a you have a birthday coming up in a couple of months as well, so I want to look at that for you. Did you have a specific question, Danielle?
Well, I was wondering about how it looks around my work, and also I am concerned about being in San Jose, California, the safety of that. What would just come up for you?
Now, let me, you're kind of tuning out a little bit. I want to ask you about what your concern was with something about California, living there?
Yeah.
Oh, because of the changes, the earth changes? Is that why?
I've been a little concerned of safety of it, and but nothing's come up for me to move, so I'm not clear about it.
Yeah, I don't feel, well, first off, let me just go over something on your birthday, which may help a little of the questions that, that you have. Right now, you're in, a time period where you're, before your birthday in June, you're in a time period where you're really learning about yourself, learning to honor yourself, to love yourself, and, you know, just be really honoring the both the male side of you and the female side of you. Are you aware that that's what you're supposed to be doing right now? And
yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Because this is what's natural for you. You know, this is what the natural progression is for you. It's about embracing opposites, being involved. Are you if you're in a relationship right now, it would be about loving yourself first and then loving that person, because that's the greatest gift you can do is love yourself first, honoring yourself. As far as moving, oh, by the way, next year, starting in June, next year is going to, which is not really long, it's a couple of months away, it's going to be a much more doing year for you. I don't know if you've been quieted this year a little bit more than you wanted, but next year you're going to be in a lot more motion. You're going to have a lot more energy moving. So I would imagine if there's something going on with your career, you're going to find a lot more activity going on with it next year than, starting in June. Than you have right now. Now, I don't know if that's answering any of your questions. Now, as far as the earth changes, you're in San Jose. I feel you're safe right now, but I'm going to tell you, if you're concerned about it, you should move, because I want to share something, Danielle. When you get a sense about something, do you feel like you have a connection with your spirit guides? Do you feel that? Do you know that they're there for you?
Yes, I do.
Good. I feel that they're telling you that in the near future you do need to move. Now, I don't sense that you're in any position right now where that you can't move, but it doesn't feel like the right time to move. Now, what do you do as a career, Danielle?
I'm in the healing arts. I do massage, and I work with energy.
Okay. So you know that, well, you're very sensitive to the energy shifts that are going on there. When we get messages about a feeling, and especially someone like you that's in energy, if you get a feeling that something needs to be moved, then you know you need to follow it. I don't feel there's any danger for you at all, and I don't feel you're going to be in danger. But I'm going to share with you that I feel that you probably will be moving. It's kind of funny to say you'd be moving east because there's no place else for you to move. But I do feel more east. I mean, I feel even New Mexico, I feel, would be probably a place that you could move. If you're as a masseuse, you are valuable wherever you go. You know that. You have a lot of value just because of the work that you do in any state that you go in. You can get licensed very easily. I don't feel that you're going to be moving out east. I don't feel that at all. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay. I feel like you're going to be. Do you want to be in a relationship?
I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay, because I feel like someone's coming in over the summer. I feel that it's going to be someone that you don't even know right now, and I don't like saying that because a lot of people, you know, if you feel that you're meeting someone and you like them, but there's somebody coming in into your world coming up this summer, and there are going to be some changes for you. I feel that you have some changes going on, but I feel that there could be a move for you going a little east of where you are now, not east, as in Georgia or Asheville or any of those kinds of places. But I feel New Mexico, I feel I just California, I will tell you, and I am talking healer to healer, Danielle, I would not live in California. I mean, you know, because I am sensitive to those kinds of things, okay? I'm very sensitive to the earth changes and all that. And I live up here in Georgia, and it's a big old vortex. I mean, you know, we don't get much of anything up here except rain. I don't know. I feel that there's a place in I keep getting New Mexico for you, so I just have to share that with you. I want you to stay optimistic about it, because I feel like a miracle is about to happen for you. And I feel that this coming year is a very strong, busy, much busier year for you. And I'm not so sure you're not going to – how could you move? Let's talk a little – do a little spiritual counseling here. How could you actually make a move? I mean, how would you do that? I mean, have you ever sat down and asked Spirit how you would do it?
The only thing that comes to me is I would just, you know, an opportunity would come for work, and then I would just drive there. I would drive there physically.
Okay. Because I feel that I keep getting so much about just deciding what you want. I mean, you're a very powerful person. I get a very strong sense that you just need to decide and ask Spirit. And listen, Danielle, I'm in the same situation you're in. I know that I'm supposed to move. And I have not gotten a clear answer as to where I'm supposed to move because I'm not supposed to know yet. Okay? I could call 30 psychics right now, and I can promise you not one of them will be able to tell me, because Spirit's not letting anybody know. Because it's and that's what I'm sensing about you right now. The only reason why I share that is because it feels like we're kind of going through similar, you know you're supposed to do something, but you haven't gotten clarity on it. And the most clarity, though, for you is to know that it's happening. That should be clarity enough. And really, it's amazing because you are being led down this path. I see this path, and it's almost like a cobblestone path that Spirit has planned for you. And the best way for you to get it is to say, Spirit, guide me to my next step. I want to do one thing for you because this is going to be fun. I typically don't do this on the radio because it requires a little bit more time than we have, but I still want to do it. I want to ask, and I'll just be chatting away, or you can be chatting away, so everybody will be entertained while I do this. But I'm going to ask what your next step is. What your next step is on your journey. And I can tell you right now, I've already gotten a little bit of the answer, is that to make sure that you do not, hurt yourself financially or emotionally by running away too soon. And I think that could happen if you rush to make it happen and don't, it's almost like letting the sheep out without, protection. It's just be very aware of timing. And I feel that it's a timing issue with you. And I don't think anything's going to happen until summer or late fall, which would be the end of 2011. But it's about letting go of the attachment to what's going to happen. And there's your lesson. It's a soul contract lesson. It's like, okay, so Danielle has to let go of having to figure it all out. And that's what I'm feeling for you, is that you're wanting to have it all figured out. And part of the lesson is to let go of all that, let go of that, it has to be this way kind of feeling. And I don't know if that makes you, brings you any comfort, but it should to let you know that that's part of the soul contract, to not rush, because when you rush, you hurt yourself. I don't mean hurt yourself like fall or anything, but it just sort of like frustrates you, because it's not going to happen anyway. So what I want you to do is start asking Spirit to guide you and say, start showing me I'm attracting. I love the word. I'm attracting, just say, I am attracting new and powerful experiences, and you will show me the light of exactly what I'm supposed to do. And then let them show you, okay?
Okay, cool.
That's what I get for you. And, we always want answers. I'm like that, too. I was like, I want to know where I'm moving. I want to know when, and I want to know how. But the truth is, some of the funness of it, some of the funness when we look back on it is, wow, we really were able to surrender. And we really were able to let Spirit take charge of our life so we didn't interfere. And there are two ways we can do it, Danielle. We can go with peace in our heart and learn and enjoy each day, or we can go in frustration, because it's all going to come out the same anyway. We're going to still end up, you're still going to end up moving. I feel you're going to move, okay? I feel it. The opportunity is going to show up, but I feel it's going to show up next couple of months. You're going to know about it, okay?
Okay.
And listen, by the way, I want to share this with you as well as everybody listening. Free will determines the timing on this. So you could bring it in sooner. Or, if you have fears or something, it could take longer. But overall, I feel that it's going to happen very soon, okay?
Okay, that's very helpful. Thank you, Vicki.
Well, thank you, and I so appreciate you calling in, Danielle, and get prepared for some wonderful changes because they're coming, and they're good.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. All right, have a good night.
Welcome.
Yeah. So I just want to share that with, because you know that with her call, it's so amazing that. Many times when we call psychics or intuitives, we want an answer, and we want an answer now, and we want the answer about timing. And I do that myself. I was like, you know, I have lots of friends who are intuitives and psychics, and I say, well, you know, wait a minute, is my house going to sell tomorrow? When's it going to sell? And we have spiritual discussions on this because we have free will, especially when we're dealing with other people. And how many times on this planet Earth do we not deal with other people? So I think there is a plan, and I think there is a soul contract for everybody, and I do believe in timing. There is no doubt in my mind, and I will give you an example. A friend of mine that I didn't even know had moved away from another state, we ran into each other. Now, that was just meant to be. I'm sorry. That you know, there was no accident there. She just happened to be in this place, and I saw her. I had no idea she had moved because I don't go to Facebook and you know, talk to people on Facebook. So there was a situation that she had, and I had already gone through the situation about 2 years before, so I was ready and prepared and able to help. And it was so funny that we just ran into each other, and it just so happened that we ended up going to Asheville together, and it just so happened that all this happened. There's no accident, y'all. You know, I mean, now you could say, well, you know, did she have to go through that negative experience? And I was, yeah, because if I had come to her with the data earlier, you know, to try to help, and, you know, I would have been interfering, because if you go and tell someone, you better be careful, that boyfriend of yours is going to go out on you, because he went out on three other women, but he hasn't gone out on her yet. I mean, that's terrible. You've just broken up a soul contract of relationship or of learning for that lady. And you've, you know, it's her path. And she may need to find that out on her own, that circumstance. But for us to go in and just kind of interfere. So if I had met this friend months ago and had said something, I think I would have probably been interfering, because it was a journey that had to be taken. And then once the journey was taken, then true understanding came in. And then when it happened, then I was actually, you know, we handled a situation that took like 2 days to handle. I mean, that's not long. And when you think about situations where it involves, you know, situations where your kids are involved, 2 days is nothing. It's a short time period. And so you get creative. And I just want to share that with you because we just have to be aware that there's timing, and as much as I get clarity on pretty much everything in my life, but there are times when I have to go through, as a healer, as an intuitive healer, light worker, I have to go through my own journey, y'all. And, you know, we all do. And the spirit is not going to just come in and say, you know, to all the different psychics that I go to and talk to about my life, you know, to get guidance or clarity on. They're not going to just say, well, I think I won't tell, you know, Vicki, but I'll go tell Tariq, or I'll go tell somebody else. Because at that point in time, they've taken away my free will and my journey. Because somebody else tells it to me. And, it, you know, it's amazing, because that's where we get our strength and we get our strong, strong courage from. Now, I want to share some other thoughts, too, because I mean, these thoughts are very powerful, y'all. It was very powerful listening to Mr. Smith channel in, or trans channel Arthur Ford in, because Arthur Ford was talking about in his trance, he was talking about the other side. He was saying that the power of the thought is what creates your life. Now, we hear Abraham say that, the Hicks, you know, Jerry and Esther Hicks, and he was commenting even further about how the thoughts are connected to the feeling. So if you don't have a feeling connected with it, if somebody comes in and says, you know, snakes are red, I'll say, oh, okay, fine. You know, I go on with my life. It has no effect on me. It doesn't, you know, it has nothing to do with me. But if, because I put no emotion in it, I put no feeling in it. But if someone else doesn't like the color red, and red invokes fear, and red invokes a million other, just say it invokes fear and guilt for them, because, you know, maybe their mother wore red all the time, and every time they think of red, they think of their mother and they think of guilt, or something bad happened to them and they wore red. So when that, someone comes in and says a snake is red, they immediately get into fear. Oh my gosh, there's a red snake. And they go into deep fear. So for them, a red snake invokes many different emotions. So for them in their physical life, they will pretty much say red snakes are deadly, because they really do bring almost death to these people. Someone like me, now, you know, and then before you know it, there'll be a book written about it. Red snakes are deadly, you know, and all this stuff that red snakes do. And if everybody that reads that buys into that, then that's real for them. Now, here's someone like me over here in the North Georgia Mountain that could care less about the snake and could care less if he's red. You know, that book will be like, oh, okay, all right, fine. And it won't have any effect on me. So, you know, the thoughts that we carry are not necessarily, that's why someone can be, you know, in one way in their life, something can scare them half to death. Whereas somebody else is like, what's the matter with them? Why are they so scared about that? That doesn't bother me, because they don't have any thought that, well, that, let me restate that. They don't have any emotion attached to that thought. Now, here's a very strong thought, and this comes, by the way, just so you'll know, these come from my Rohan reading cards that I do, and I do, they take about 45 minutes, and I do sessions on them, so if you ever want one, we can do them over the phone. They're very, very in-depth, and they're very, very enlightening, but if one, you know, a faulty thought that some of us have is that I am dependent on other people for my happiness. Amazing. I talk about that in my Heart's Justice and my Silenced Hearts, the two books that are about to be out in about a couple of months, and, you know, we can get happiness from our relationships, from our children, from our house, from our money. We can get a lot of happiness from a lot of different places. But the truth is, if we depend on that and our house goes away, or our child goes away, or our family goes away, then we're no longer happy. So what they, I feel that all of that is enhancing. It enhances our happiness, but our true happiness comes from within. So I suppose, and I'm, listen, I am no guru on this, so, but what I'm learning from it, and I only share what I have learned or what I am learning, is that if we were in a cave and we had no one there, and we had not much but spirit and just ourselves and a little bit of shelter, if we were truly happy, we would be happy there. You know, now some of you might say, well, shoot, if I didn't have my family with me and I didn't have to do all my work, I probably would be happy. And you know what? We might be. And so the truth is, if you feel dependent on other people for your happiness, it can create a lot of divorces. It can create a lot of relationships. It can create, because you're always looking for that person, that other outside source, whether it be the person, the money, the job, whatever, to bring you that happiness. And that can never happen, because happiness comes from spirit. It comes from within. And so we always get disappointed. The people, the jobs, there's not enough money. There's too much money. There's this, there's that. There's never, ever anything that ever satisfies us. And so one of the affirmations for, if you ever have that thought about, I am dependent on other people for my happiness, one of the affirmations you can use is, I am free. And I free others. My happiness comes from within. And I have had a very, you know, hard lesson on that for my life. Because, you know, when we blame other people because we're not happy enough, boy, I tell you, we've just given away our power. There's no way we can be happy with that kind of thing, because they're never going to give us what we want. If we're unhappy about the love that we got from our parents, I mean, I can tell you, I'm one of those. I don't feel like I got the love that I wanted from my parents. The truth is, I never really found the love within me. How could I ever attract parents this life that would give me the love that I really wanted, because I didn't even have it for myself? So under the law of attraction, from the time that I was incarnated, how in the world would I have that power within me to attract parents that would love me the way that I wanted to be loved? Because now I can promise you, next life, I will have incredible, loving parents that honor me, that really, truly allow me to be who I am, and that really treasure whoever my, whatever my name is next life, because I'm learning that this life. I believe that's what I came in here for, was to learn that unconditional love for self. And I got a few more years on this planet, so I got a lot more to learn. But I feel like next life, I will actually have parents that will actually treasure me, because I'm learning to treasure myself. And when we get that, that is when we start to be amazing. I tell you a faulty thought that I think is very, very interesting. I don't even know if we have enough time tonight to talk about it. But the faulty thought is, I am afraid to face responsibility. So many people just want to, a good example are healers. Healers that have come in under soul contracts that healed in another lifetime, but they hurt somebody, or they got their head chopped off, or they were hung or something because they were healers. This life, they'll come in with a soul contract not to heal. They'll take classes, and, you know, I read this in Linda Butler. I'm not sure if that's her name, but anyway, one of the soul contract books, that they'll come in this life, and they'll take classes, and they'll take, oh, my gosh, they'll get this, and they'll get that, but they'll never really go out and do it. It's because they're so afraid to heal, and the truth is they're really trying to heal themselves. And if they really get a good grasp, instead of just going out there to try to heal somebody else, really work this life on healing themselves, then, and all the issues that came up from all those other lives that happened to them. So here's an example. I am afraid to face responsibility. So let's just say that you, have a lot of degrees, or you became a masseuse or a teacher or something, and you just keep thinking, oh, I can't do that. Oh my gosh, I can't be a teacher. You know, I have my credentials, but I can't go out there. I mean, I might hurt somebody. What if I hurt one of the kids? So what happens is you become afraid to face responsibility, and it stops your life. It absolutely stops your life. And so what you start doing is you start judging yourself, saying you're not good enough, I can't do it. You get into faulty thoughts about, you know, that, oh, well, you know, somebody else can do it. They don't really need me. But the truth is, you know, if you're supposed to be a teacher and that's what you really love, go do it, because there's a uniqueness about you. I can promise you that Bruce, who called earlier, will heal in a different way than I heal. He will be a light worker in a different way, but the product will be the same. He will help people. People will go to Bruce that don't go to me, you know, or vice versa. And it's because there's a different energy. Everyone has a different energy, and we attract who we're supposed to. But let me just give you an affirmation for this faulty thought of, I am afraid to face responsibility. A good affirmation for that, if you have that, is to say, I'm responsible and it feels good. And when you do that, you can become a better parent. You can become a better relationship in a relationship. Now, I'll tell you something that really gives people a lot of power that is not good. Excuse me, is a faulty thought that says, my negative aspects give me power. Oh, wow. You know, as long as I am nasty, like for an attorney, this is a really good example for an attorney. As long as I am nasty in court and am really ugly to people in court, they'll think I have power. And I actually know attorneys that are like this. And the more negative they become, the more powerful they feel they are. Because people back down many times from those kinds of people because they don't want to be bothered by them. Or they end up getting in fights with them. And then we end up with this world, which is just like unprofessional. I mean, it's just not the way it is. And the affirmation for that would be, my love is my greatest source of power, and it feels good. And, you know, someone can say out there, oh, my gosh, Vicki, how can a lawyer go into court with nothing but love? But you know what? If you go in with some compassion in your heart, follow the law, be kind to people, you can still win. You do not have to be this ugly, rude, nasty person to get your power that way, because it is not the truth. And eventually, those kinds of faulty thoughts will cause upsets and diseases in your body. And then you'll have to call on the 24th, which is when Brent comes in, and we're going to do our medical intuitive diagnosis and spiritual healings on that. From my part of it, will be the emotional aspect of it. So I just want to share with you that that's the kind of issues that we come up with. We wonder why people in their 50s or 60s have heart attacks, or even in their 30s, because they've got to be able to get those faulty thoughts and get good thoughts and feelings going You know, and I'll share one more with you. I need to have someone take care of me. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That's a Cinderella. You know what, y'all? We can take care of ourselves. Alone in the world, we can do it. So I just want you to remember that and honor yourself. I have had such a fun time tonight on the show. I've loved all the people that have called in. I want to remind you now to come to VickiFord.com. I do past life regressions using some of these thoughts and feelings, by the way, in the Rohan style. I do soul contracts. I do Akashic Records. And I just do, you know, a little combination of everything, whatever you need. I love to do tarot. I usually use your birthday for that as well, like I did on some of the readings tonight. Now, but anyway, that's VickiFord.com. And I want to remind you that next week I will be off, but Psychic Robin will be taking this time. She's going to be doing the first and third Mondays of every month. And then on months that we have the fifth Monday, we're going to be doing the show together, which is going to be fun. You'll get readings from two of us. So next week I will be gone, but she will be here. And then on the 28th of March, that is when we will do our medical intuitive diagnostic imaging, going into the body and figuring out what's going on in there. And then I'll look at the emotional spiritual cause for it. And it should be pretty powerful. That's going to be a pretty powerful week. Now, what you can do is you can go to VickiFord.com, send in your name and your question so that you know that you're going to get in that night. We're going to have time probably for 6 or 7 readings. And callers. So if you want to make sure that you're going to get in, go ahead and send in your message and your name and everything. But you do have to still call in that night, because you have to call in and say, hey, I sent it to your contact page and I'm here. And then she will give you a live reading on the air. We won't be doing it by email, but she will be doing it that. So I want to send my love and light to each and every one of you. Have a blessed, blessed week. And remember to visit me, and always know that your spiritual guides are with you. Be blessed, and know I love you. Good night.